This is an off-the-wall podcast, your chance to hear segments from the show again, or for the very first time. Catch Off the Wall with Joey Kieran, live Mondays and Fridays from noon to 1 on 1490 The Score.
We've been talking plenty of college hoops as tonight the Division I level kicking things off. Ducks and Beavers both in action later on this evening. But the local college basketball season is just about to get underway, and we've got a bit of a teaser coming up tomorrow before the start of the UCC men's basketball season. And joining us here on the program now is head coach of the UCC River Hawks. It is Daniel Leeworthy who comes onto the program here with us. Coach, thanks so much for joining us here today. I know you guys are probably busy getting everything ready over there for a big event going on tomorrow, an alumni game, which is cool in and of itself, but it's also celebrating the 50th anniversary of men's basketball there at UCC, which is really cool. I had no idea that the program had been going along for that long. And this big event you guys have going on, can you tell us a little bit about what you guys have in store for tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, so we've got an alumni game. We had one last year, and I suppose it hadn't been happening for a number of years. And we did it last year with some success. And, you know, having the 50-year anniversary of athletics and men's basketball in particular is an amazing feat that the program's been going that long. And so we're going to have an alumni game at 3 p.m. At UCC, and we've got alums from almost every era coming back. At 5 o'clock, there'll be a dinner with the men's basketball alumni and their families and friends, and it's going to be a great event. Cy Perkins, who started the program 50 years ago, he's going to be speaking at the dinner, and it's going to be a good social and function, and the game, everyone's invited, and it's free, so hopefully quite a few people turn out for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Do hope that happens there. It's coming up tomorrow at 3 o'clock out at the UCC campus there in the gym, and great facility to come and watch a basketball game, get an early look at this year's squad. That last year, this team had a great run in it, a nice postseason run to a Final Four spot, and just fell short of getting into the championship game last year. And Coach Leeworthy joining us here. Coach, it's always tough. I got to imagine, you know, maybe at the Division I level or a four-year school level, you expect to have guys for a couple of years. At the two-year school level, you're constantly going through a lot of turnover. You bring back three sophomores from last year. It seems like you've got to be in a constant state of rebuilding. How difficult is that as a coach? I'm sure you know it going in each and every year, so it's just something you got to deal with. But how difficult does it make it to constantly having new guys coming in and an influx of new talent?
Yeah, well, having coached at the Division I and Division II level, I totally understand that. I'd love to have guys here for 4 or 5 years. It's a good thing I love recruiting, because we do have a lot of turnover. Some guys, I encourage guys, if they're good enough and they're ready and they get the scholarship offers, to transfer after their freshman year. And we had, you know, the Southern Region MVP, he's on a Mormon mission right now, but he signed with the Division II school as a freshman, and we fully encourage that. But with success, I suppose, comes a lot of turnover as well. But a coach I used to work for used to say, you know, recruiting's like shaving. You got to do it every day, and I recruit every day, and we're just lucky to have multiple recruiting classes that have been very successful and very talented, and this one is no different. We're very talented, in my opinion.
Well, we are looking forward to seeing how this team does this year. Talking with head coach Daniel Leeworthy from Umpqua Community College, the men's basketball program getting ready to start their season coming up 1 week from today. They'll be playing a club team from Concordia up in Portland, and that'll be your first official contest of the season. But you talk about recruiting, and I look through the roster. I know last year you had an international player on there. You're recruiting Nevada, Utah. This year, it looks like a couple more international players on your team. I mean, that has just got to be kind of wild. I know you're an international guy, so it's probably kind of seems natural for you, but recruiting players from Australia, how does that process go?
Well, firstly, we recruit from everywhere. Obviously, the NWAC rule prohibit us offering scholarships to different states. outside kind of the west side of the United States. But, you know, I've got a lot of contacts in Australia, obviously. I've actually got contacts in Brazil and New Zealand and England and, with the national coaches over there. But, you know, we kind of go through it and see who would be a good fit for our program and a good fit for the Roseburg community in Douglas County. And that's kind of the process. One of the rules is they have to reach out to us first. We can't solicit recruiting over there, so that's kind of a process. But Ethan Betts was a freshman last year, a starting point guard. He's back this year, and he's from Australia, and he's a terrific player. And we've added a 6'7" Australian kid, Alec Hillman, this year, and he should be pretty good for us this year as well.
Talking with Daniel Leeworthy from UCC, the men's basketball program, having their alumni game and celebration of the 50th anniversary of the program there at Umpqua Community College. Well, as you guys get ready for this year, you mentioned Ethan Betts. He's one of three sophomores returning to your program this year. Starting point guard last year was averaging over 10 points per game for you. Had a nice assist total, it looks like, as well, and a guy that was a leader out there on the floor for you this year, and he's going to be one of your experienced guys along with Daniel Reno and Jordan Lair, all coming back for you this year. A nice group there. What do you expect out of these guys that are now second-year players in your program? What do you expect from them to be able to help lead this team this year?
Well, I expect a lot. Obviously, returning, they know the system on the offensive and defensive side of the ball, and leadership. You know, they bring a lot of leadership. Like I said, Ethan was a captain as a freshman, and obviously we won the Southern Region Championship and went to the Final Four last year in the NWAC Championship. So they bring a lot to the program. Jordan and Daniel have really developed from last year and improved their weaknesses. They bring a ton to the table, as well as a talented freshman recruiting class. It should be a fun season.
Well, talking about that recruiting class with your freshmen coming in, looks like, I mean, as always, you're going to have to rely on some of those young guys that are with the program for the first time. Who are some of the names that we'll probably get used to hearing when it comes to UCC men's basketball this year that you guys were able to bring in?
David Vasquez, he's from Portland area. He's a talented guy, a lefty that can shoot and get to the rim. Connor Shore, he's from Utah. He's a talented combo guard. Coleman Johnson from Idaho, he's very athletic, very long. He should be one of the leaders in the league with shot block shots. We're just a really well-rounded team, I think, Joey, and we should have contributors many contributors for us this year.
As you get ready for the season, obviously you guys have been going through practice here and gearing up for the start of the year next week, and you've been able to see these guys for a little while now. What do you think will be some of the strengths for this team going in? What are some of the aspects of the game that you guys will rely on to try and be successful?
Yeah, I've thought a lot about it, obviously. I think if you compare our team from last year to this year, I think we're more athletic this year. I think we're a better shooting team. We've got more shooters around the perimeter. We're probably not as big. Obviously, we started a 6'10 and a 6'7 last year. We're a little bit smaller than that this year. But, I think we're going to be a team that runs the floor really well. And can do a lot of things offensively and defensively. Ethan was one of the best perimeter defenders in the league last year, and we've got a few guys that are very similar to him. So I think perimeter defense is going to be one of our strengths, and also transition and getting the ball to our shooters a lot. So we should put up a lot of points and be a really good defensive team. So that's always positive when you think you can be pretty good on both sides of the ball.
Talking with head coach of the UCC men's basketball program, Daniel Leeworthy, here with us, getting a preview of what's to come for them as they get ready to start the season next year. And, we've talked about the recruiting class coming in, and I know it's great to see these guys coming from all over, not only the United States, but also all over the world. You got the international players coming in. But It's always fun to me when we get to see some of the local stars stay here at home and get a chance to play. And you've got a guy on your team, Cody Gray, that's from South Umpqua High School, who was an amazing athlete at the high school ranks. And I know that you've got a lot of guys on the team and a lot of guys that will probably make a name for themselves. But as a local kid, it's always fun to get a chance to see him kind of play at the next level here locally. What can you say about what Cody's done so far for you and leading up to the start of the season? He was a great guy to get to know when I covered him in the high school ranks, and I'm sure he's been a great team guy for you out there at UCC.
Yeah, he is a no-nonsense kind of player. He just plays the game really hard. He's one of the more vocal guys on our team, and he's versatile, and that's kind of the number one thing I look for in a player is their versatility, and he can play multiple positions really well. Like I said, he's been a terrific leader so far, and he's really exceeded my expectations in the classroom as well as a basketball player. So I think he does multiple things really well and should be a really good contributor for us this year. And, it's a great benefit to have local players that can play at this level. And we've got a few local guys from Douglas County and Rogue River as well. We've got a guy from there. So it definitely is a benefit, and hopefully fans come out and support him and UCC as well.
Absolutely. Getting excited about the start of the season here as the UCC Riverhawks will be getting ready to tip things off coming up next week. Coaches, we get ready for it. Again, coming up tomorrow, you've got the alumni game at 3 o'clock, and that, again, is open to anybody to come out and participate, and take enjoyment in?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all free, and like you said, it's 3 o'clock, and, we've got some of the legends of UCC out there, and, Coach Snook, the coach here for many years, Cy Perkins, Donnell Morgan, and a lot of the, Colton Baker, who played at University of Oregon after UCC, will be playing in the game. And so we've got a lot of alums coming back, and they're really excited, which makes me super excited to have guys come back and to make it, like a big family here with the athletics program and all the exciting things that we're doing with the program. So it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow, and bring your families out, and everyone's invited.
All right. We look forward to it, not only the alumni game, the celebrating the 50th anniversary of men's basketball at Umpqua Community College, but looking forward to the start of the year for the UCC Riverhawks. Coach Leeworthy, thanks so much for your time here. Looking forward to seeing how things go for you guys, and best of luck to you this season.
Thank you, Joey. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to an Off the Wall podcast. More segments and interviews can be found at 541radio.com.